Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Makos, and we're up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ein Eidim Zomin Neharagin Ad Sheyigamar Hadin. Eidim Zomin only get killed once there is a Gemar Din that happens because of their Eidus. Sorry, it's Tzdukim Omrim Ad Sheyiharig. The Tzdukim thought that the Eidim Zomin only get killed if through their Eidus they actually killed the person they testified against. Shenemar Nefesh B'Nefesh. Zomlam Chacham, the Chacham said to them, V'lo Kfar Nemar V'asisim Lo Kasher Zomam La'asil Siachiv, that we do to them what they plotted to do to the other guy. But that implies that the other guy is still around. So what do we do with the pasuk of nefesh b'nefesh? Yachal mishar shekibul edus on yeharegu. I might think that as soon as we're makabel the edus, if at that point they're already found to be zomim, we should kill them. That we have to wait until we get to a point where we're pretty confident that we would have killed the guy based on their edus, which means at the point of Gemar Din. Mishnah Zayin, Al Pi Shnayim Edim Ashosha Edim Yumas Hames. Based on the testimony of two or three people, we kill someone. Imis Kayemas Edus Bishnayim, Lama Pirita Kosa Bishlosha. If two Edim is enough, why does the Torah have to say three Edim? Elahakish Shlosha Lishnayim. It's coming to teach me that if you have three Edim, it's somewhat compared to a case of having two Edim. Mashlosha Mazimin as Shnayim, just like three Edim can be Mazim two Edim. Afashnayim Yazamu as Shlosha. So two Edim could be Mazim three Edim. How do I know even 100 Edim could be Huzam by 2 Edim? Tamil Amar Edim, Pasuk says Edim. Rabbi Shimon Amar Mashnai Main and Naraganachu Shneim Zabmin, Afshal Shay Naraganachu Shneim Zabmin. That what we learn from the comparison between 2 and 3 is that just like 2 Edim only become Edim Zabmin if they both become Zabmin, so too if it's a set of 3 Edim, they only become Zabmin if they all become Edim Zabmin. That all of them were Imanu Hayisem somewhere else on that day. How do I know that's true even about 100 Edim? Tamil Amar, because the Pasuk says Edim. Rabbi Kiva, the third aid is only just to be machmir on him, to treat him like a member of the Kat of Edim, to give him the same destiny, unwanted destiny as the other two Edim. Vim Kain on Shakasov Lunitbalov Reveru Kovrever, Alach Skam Vakama, Yishalim Sacha Lunitbalos Himitzvokosimitzvah. Here's a guy who wasn't even needed to make the Avera happen, and yet, meaning the same result would have happened without him, and yet we're still going to punish him with the same Kasher Zamam. So can you imagine Midatova Meruba, the reward for someone who joins in with Osei Mitzvah, even if he's not really contributing much to the people doing the mitzvah? So to review what we learned today, we said in Mishnah Vav, how do we reconcile the pasuk that says nefesh b'nefesh with the pasuk that says v'asisim lo kasher zamim la'asos la'achiv? That after all, nefesh b'nefesh makes it sound like they already killed the other guy. Achiv makes it sound like kasher zamim la'asos la'achiv sounds like they didn't kill the other guy. So the way we reconcile it is that we say that they can only become edim zomim if there was already a gemar din, but not if the person was already killed. And then we said, what do we do with the pasuk that links two Edim to three Edim? So three possibilities. Either that two Edim could be Mazim, three Edim, and even 100 Edim. Or Rabbi Shimon says that in order to become Edim Zomim, every member of the group, even if it's a large group, has to become an Edim Zomim. Or Rabbi Kiva says, it's to tell me a very important Musar message, that the third guy didn't really contribute anything to the Edus, because the Edus would have been fine with two, and yet he still gets the same punishment. So that should teach us a lesson that if you're nitpa lo se mitzvah, it's even better. Even you get schar like the osei mitzvah themselves. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches.